Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon. Welcome back to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Tong. Yes.
So we're back on KBRT. Last week we had with us Steve and Karen. You want to recap a little bit about Steve and Karen, or I can do it?
You can do it.
We had Steve on the show with us. He's actually been seeing Dr. Tong for about over 20 years now, born with a congenital deformity of his spine, was in a couple car accidents, went to the chiropractor, which helped to a certain extent, but never really.
He had a lot of pain and fatigue.
Right. Pain and fatigue from the back pain. Found Dr. Tong over 20 years ago. Basically, his pain was alleviated from the treatments. And subsequently, he came back to see Dr. Tong periodically, getting tune-ups once every 2 or 3 months. And now he comes to see Dr. Tong for anything from colds, flus, depression.
Yeah. Steve was severely fatigued from the pain, mm-hmm. and depressed. No, he could work only maybe a few hours a day.
And then he'd be done. Right.
And he went to UCLA went to Scripps. Okay. They did a barrage of tests. Okay. And all they can say is that he's depressed, and so they give him antidepressant, and he got lost going to work.
He only took half a pill,
okay? The point is that if you're chronically painful and fatigued, then you will be depressed.
Of course you're depressed.
Anybody will be depressed. Mm-hmm. So you're treating symptoms. Even the pain, they treat the symptoms, okay?
Right.
The pain and the fatigue is caused by not enough circulation, and the circulation holds this energy from our spirit.
Right.
Okay, and that gives us the strength and all the energy for all the living functions.
And
Steve also had lactose intolerance.
Right,
he used to take lactate, but when he drink dairy product, he still had gas. But now he can eat ice cream or any kind of dairy product, mm-hmm. anytime he wants. Without any enzymes.
Right.
Yeah.
And more recently, he actually suffered from asthma. Actually, he doesn't suffer from it anymore, but he had developed asthma.
Yes.
Which was very worrisome
for him. No, he had asthma
him.
For a long time.
Did he?
Didn't tell me.
Yeah, oh, okay.
So he just took the medication because he didn't know that
I could
treat it.
It never occurred to him that it could be treated, but now he's not on inhalers or anything.
Yeah, one time last year, he told me, I gave him one treatment. He breathed right away. He was so astounded that I can also treat asthma. Mm-hmm.
Another point that we kind of want to make about Steve is that he was born with a congenital deformity.
Yes.
But before his car accident, he never had any pain.
Exactly.
So the point that Dr. Tong, we'd like to make is that
the
physical deformity and bone spurs, discs, those are not the cause of the pain.
Now, that's very hard for you guys to accept.
It's a difficult concept to understand.
Yeah, but it has to be this way. You know, if you go to our website, we have 218 radio shows. One of them you can check, you know, spinal stenosis.
Mm-hmm.
This person is
Albert, I think.
Albert,
his name was,
yeah.
Right.
Al has 80 pounds overweight, 75 years old, and he had pain from spinal stenosis. Means that the disc is protruding so much that it narrows the spinal cord.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody would think that while the nerve are being compressed, it got to be painful. Well, he was painful, but not for that reason. And he limped around for 2 years, and he also had no cartilage on one of the knees.
Mm-hmm.
But and he couldn't even get up before the treatment, pushing with his hands, too painful. But right after the very first treatment, all the pain disappeared. He went fishing that night, carrying all his fishing gear,
mm-hmm.
walked quarter mile. He was laughing when he called in
right.
on Saturday.
After one treatment.
After one treatment. I say, mm-hmm. I don't recommend doing stuff like this, no? But he did,
people
you know?
Tend to overdo it.
He had about 7 or 8 treatments, and I haven't seen him for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Steve also one time had severe food poisoning and couldn't leave the hotel for like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, he called me. It's like an emergency. Steve like a friend. So I told him to come to my home. And I gave him one treatment. 2 hours later, everything was all
right,
fixed.
Right. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. We're there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Or if you'd like to call to leave a message, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We also had Karen with us, which we're going to welcome her back today to talk about her aunt. But Karen, very briefly, she was a registered nurse, and she suffered from some problems breathing and chest pain. And she went to the ER twice. They did a cardiac workup. Everything was negative. She has a history of high blood pressure and diabetes. But for some reason, she just could not get enough air, which is very scary when you can't breathe. She came to see Dr. Tong, and after the first treatment, actually, was already a dramatic
yes.
improvement.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And now she rarely comes back for treatments. Actually, she only comes back when her aunt comes for treatment,
yeah,
but she doesn't even get treatment herself.
2 years already. Yeah.
Her diabetes is controlled. She doesn't take any medication. Blood pressure is still mildly elevated, but she's doing much better. She lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to have her back on the show today.
Sure, yeah. And then we from now on, we're trying to limit our guests to 2 people. And so we have some time to talk about different things to educate you. You know, like, you know, there's so much misconception between what are the symptoms and what are the underlying causes. The underlying cause is a real problem, the real disease. So Western doctors never treat the underlying problem, which has to do with the mind. They don't know a human is a mind, is a spirit. Yes.
Okay, so we have Karen with us back on our show. She was on with us last week. Hi, Karen.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Karen.
Good.
Yes.
Hi. Good to talk to you both.
Yes. What? Now, we kind of already recapped what happened with you. Why don't you talk to us about your Aunt Mary? Give us a little history.
Well, it's so interesting because Mary has improved a great deal. And my Aunt Mary is 90 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was called about 3 years ago to come and help her, that she was kind of going downhill. So my cousin said, well, you're an RN. You can help her. So I decided that I would go and see, and I did. And, well, the best thing I ever did was bring her to Dr. Tong to have the treatments. It really helped her a lot. I took her off of all of these medications that weren't helping her at all.
And how many medications was she on?
Her pharmacy bill was close to $2,000 a month.
$2,000 a month for
first
medication.
Tell us,
and they were prescriptions for Aricept and Seroquel and.
Can Karen? Sorry to interrupt. Can you recap a little bit on what
her symptoms
the
were?
The problem,
yeah.
The diagnosis, and what drugs were used for treat each one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's had COPD for many years.
Mm-hmm.
So the emphysema and asthma and the bronchitis were really pulling her down. That was,
mm-hmm.
I think, the worst of her illnesses because her lungs are very damaged.
Right.
And
she would get pneumonia?
Pneumonia at the drop of a hat.
Mm-hmm.
If the weather changed or the wind picked up or even if it didn't,
mm-hmm.
She would just get congested and almost immediately go into pneumonia. And there were a few times that I even had a difficult time trying to save her.
And yes. How often was she hospitalized every year?
Well, in the before I started to see her, it was at least 4 to 6 times a year with pneumonia.
That's a lot.
It's mm-hmm. way too much.
She's in and out of the hospital then.
In and out of the hospital. Mm-hmm. It weakened her greatly.
Mm-hmm.
She just ended up more of a mess than she was.
Mm-hmm. So after we started treating her, how many times she's been hospitalized?
Well, now it's been over a year since she's had any bout with pneumonia. She's never been back to the hospital, not even to the ER.
Wow.
Any time that I feel that the emphysema is a little bit tough on her at 90, I come running in to see Dr. Tong and Dr. Tong Jr.
Yes.
there.
Yes.
And it breaks up the mucus, and she's almost as good as new, and mm-hmm. she fights it a lot easier, and we don't have any problem. I haven't even really had to put her on oxygen.
So she hasn't been hospitalized for over a year now, whereas in the past she was in and out 4 to 6 times a year.
4 to 6 times a year with the emphysema.
Yes.
And
how long did she stay in the hospital every time?
Well, each time it varied, never less than 2 weeks. One time she was there for almost 2 months when we almost lost her.
Oh, my goodness.
The pneumonia was so bad that she was actually, the lungs were filling up with fluid and taxing her heart, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hear her, she was screaming for help. Mm-hmm. And you could hear the gurgling. And it was very frightening because I really felt that I was going to lose her. And that time I spent 36 hours on my feet in ER because they didn't have
a bed
for her in the ICU.
Oh my God.
And for the listeners, she still had recurrent bronchitis and pneumonia. But every time she start having it, Karen bring her in and I was able to get rid of a symptom, restore the circulation so that she can have the immunity to fight against the infection.
Oh, it's really strengthened her to the point where she can fight it now because of each time we come in for the injections, it really, really helps her to have the strength
and
the immunity and open up the channels and
right.
fight for it. But I also find that we're not needing to have the injections as often because the ones that we have given her has strengthened her, as damaged as her lungs are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me explain.
It's amazing.
Let me explain a little bit what the injection, when you say open up the channels and so forth, what does that mean, okay? The channels are the antennas, the meridian that receive our energy, qi. Yeah, we are all qi, okay? The qi goes in the body and open up circulation. It dilates the capillary, the tiny vessels. And that's the reason, that means that the circulation, the freeways are open.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you breathe in the oxygen, you got the blood circulation to pick it up. Whereas before, nothing to pick up the oxygen so that, you know, there's no blood flow to the lung, and that's why the bacteria start overgrowing. And one time, Mary came in, her oxygen saturation was 70s, in the 70s.
Right.
And right after our treatment, it became 96. Remember that time, Karen?
Yeah, that was in the beginning. We came in, and she was wearing the oxygen mask, and
yes.
we were dragging a portable oxygen tank, and we took it off, started the treatment, and we checked her stats, and the oxygen levels went up to 95, 96.
Wow.
Right after the treatment.
Continued to go up, and we took the oxygen off, took her all the way home, which was a 45-minute trip by car, checked her oxygen levels again, and they were still up, and they stayed up, and she was off the oxygen.
Wow.
Yeah, so as long as the circulation is open, the circulation blockage is what caused all the problems. The mind not in the body. When the mind not in the body, in different part, that part, and no circulation, that's why you're the pain. And one thing is her mental status. No, the listener do not know. Can you expound on that a little bit, Karen?
Well, my aunt is very alert mentally, and she knows everything that's going on. Her hearing is good. Her eyesight is good. She's totally aware, and she digests everything mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't miss anything at all.
Well, the way you say it, it doesn't really sound like the reality because you cannot really correspond with her. Remember,
right.
in the beginning,
she doesn't talk.
She can't speak anymore.
Right, she doesn't speak. Right,
but she does communicate with me.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
And
one thing that we know we had improved her, you know, beginning, she really swear. You swear words when it was very painful.
She
doesn't do it anymore.
No. She had terrible pain from the Parkinson's. There was a lot of contracture in her.
Yes.
Her arms and her limbs. She couldn't even move them without pain. And we were moving them for her in passive exercise just to make sure that they didn't lock. Mm-hmm. But it was very painful for her, along with some arthritis that wasn't too pleasant for her. And so whenever she would come in and we would move her, she would use some choice words. After a few treatments, she hasn't been using the words even at home.
That's
when we
wonderful.
Would move her at home, she used to use them too.
Right.
And not anymore. She doesn't.
Karen, thank you so much for joining us today. This is a wonderful story. We're going to have you on again to update us on her progress.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's just wonderful to see her smile and eat and that she's a whole different person from the horrors of, you know, being hospitalized so many times a year.
Right.
So really, we have you to thank.
Well, have a great weekend then.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Karen.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, our next guest with us is also named Mary, but she's not 90 years old, and she's very beautiful. We're going to have her tell her amazing story to us. Welcome to our show, Mary.
Thank you.
Hi, Mary.
She has actually been on our show a number of times in the past.
Yes.
And her story is so phenomenal that we're going to have her share it because she can speak for herself.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us just everything from the beginning?
Well, I originally started having pain syndrome when I was 13 years old, and it started to get worse kind of every year after that. When I was about 22 or 23 years old, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia and had gone through all the different medications and stuff that they do with that, and I didn't have a whole lot of success.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, when you deal with chronic pain for any prolonged period of time, that can affect your mental health, and I started to experience some pretty significant symptoms of depression.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, was referred to someone who was allegedly a specialist, and ended up being given a medication which, over a period of time, almost killed me, and I was in a coma for 6 days and nearly died, and they didn't think I was going to make it, and priest was there reading the last rites and the whole deal, and
now, what was that medication, and how old were you at that time?
I was, I'm going to guess, probably maybe 28 years old, I think, when I was given the medication. The medication was lithium, which, interestingly enough, I, you know, never had any of those symptoms. But at that time, what was going on with me was that my health was becoming so compromised that I could not act as my best advocate, even though my better judgment had said, you know what, I probably ought not be taking this medication.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wasn't getting better, and the doctor just kept leaning on me. So I said, fine, okay, I'll take it. So in this year and a half that I was on that medication, I gained like, you know, 85 pounds, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I'm dealing with fibromyalgia, morbid obesity, and just lots of pain. I had lots of pain in my knee and my back, and just miserable, and was slowly being poisoned to death but didn't know it because the doctor hadn't ordered any tests for me to maintain my blood levels, which I didn't even know that was necessary with that medication.
So you were having lithium toxicity, and you fell into a coma.
Yeah, ultimately. I started on the quest to get a gastric bypass because I was in so much pain, and I, at that point, was so heavy, but not knowing that part of that weight gain was related to the medication. And so ultimately I had a gastric bypass, and then shortly thereafter is when I fell into the coma and literally almost died. And then, you know, came through that and still experiencing pain. You know, the side effect of the gastric bypass was that I lost weight and, you know, got down to a very small size. I was a size 4 or whatever. And then I started to experience a complication with the gastric bypass, which was acute pancreatitis, which I dealt with for a year and a half. And then what was going on then was that I was constantly ravenously hungry, even though my stomach was, you know, super small. And I'm not supposed to be experiencing that, but everything was just thrown off. And so in another year and a half that I was experiencing the pancreatitis, having to go in and out of the hospital, to the emergency room, having to take, you know, all these medications or whatever to manage the pain when I was having the attacks, losing days at a time when I would have the attacks, you know, I put on like 65 pounds.
Right, even after the gastric bypass.
Even after the gastric bypass, and I'm like, this is horrible. And I was fortunate enough to have heard Dr. Tong and you on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what, I ought to give these guys a call. I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
Yes.
You know, because Western medicine's working out so swimmingly for me at this point, right?
Yes.
And not in a good way.
You were the guinea pig.
That's right. And So I made an appointment and actually missed my first appointment because I was overnight in the hospital with yet another attack of pancreatitis.
How often were you getting these attacks?
Well, it was getting to the point where I was starting to have them like every couple weeks.
Oh,
you know, the doctors are like, you know, just don't eat anything and, you know, don't drink anything. You don't want to act.
They said don't eat or drink.
You lose weight, you gain weight, you don't eat anything. How are you going to survive?
Okay.
Yeah, that's an
very dumb for a doctor to say.
So,
and you first started in 3 years ago about then?
Two years ago is when I came to you guys.
It's only been 2 years. Hmm.
Yeah, and so I went to Dr. Tong, and he gave me, you know, probably I would say the longest intake examination I've ever experienced from a doctor who actually cared about what my background really was to figure out what was actually going on with me.
So he talked to you.
Imagine that. A doctor talking to you? Yeah, I know. It's true. And
More than two couple hours.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, my first appointment was a few hours. And
right.
So, and then I received a treatment, and I have never had another attack of pancreatitis ever again.
Really?
Even after one treatment.
After the first treatment.
Yeah,
after the first treatment, you were no longer ravenous, hungry.
I was not ravenously hungry, and in 2 years since I've been seeing Dr. Tong, I mean, initially I saw him more regularly because I had at that point I've been suffering with the fibromyalgia for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
Is how long I've been experiencing pain. And so obviously the longer that you have something, the longer it's going to take to treat. And so, but I would say within 6 months, I was significantly better. In fact, after my first appointment, I weaned myself off of my fibromyalgia medication because I felt a noticeable difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you take any medication after the first treatment? Were you able to?
No, I went. I got off of the medications and.
So here's one point, okay? I always ask my patient to drop all their medication, including unless they have very high blood pressure. Okay.
Right.
Most medication, almost 99% medication, can be dropped. And with our treatment, the withdrawal symptom is minimal for the majority of the patients.
And the treatment actually treats the withdrawal symptoms as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. That is absolutely correct. But because I'd had other times where I'd had to, you know, go off medications for whatever reasons, and anybody who's been on medications for a prolonged period of time knows that.
Right. You become dependent
on
it.
Yeah, they're not like physically, they're not emotionally addictive in terms of creating seeking behavior, but they mess with your brain chemistry, and so that changes. And
mm-hmm.
But I got off that. I've dropped 55 pounds.
On your own?
Yeah, since I've been seeing Dr. Tong, and not ravenously hungry. It's astonishing
mm-hmm.
when you're not hungry. You know, you don't need to eat all the time. And so that's great. I'm really pleased with that. And because I can say being, you know, almost 6 years out from the gastric bypass, the effects of a gastric bypass is not what caused me to lose this weight, because anybody who's had that surgery knows that that's really only going to be effective in the first year and a half to 2 years.
Right.
But you gain some weight afterwards.
I did, because of the pancreatitis.
Yeah.
Right.
All I say is that if I would have known then what I know now, I never would have gotten a gastric bypass.
Exactly.
You've never gone to any Western doctor who uses drugs only. Yeah.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I recognize my personal belief system is that everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And if at a bare minimum it is so that I can share my experience with the people that are listening today, I'm glad that it happened because, you know, please learn and listen to what other people are telling you
mm-hmm.
because that's what I did. And, you know, when I went to go see Dr. Tong, I really did not believe that anything was going to help. But at that point, anybody who's been sick for so long, has tried so many doctors, has tried so many things, and nothing works. And so you kind of get to a place where you're like, well, whatever, you know, what's the worst thing that can happen?
Right.
And all I did is that I just did exactly what he told me to do.
How did you hear about us?
On the radio show.
On the radio show.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, listen, I want to make a comment on that last statement. You want to try everything. Don't try anything. Okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's
yeah.
where that's where I'm saying.
The thing is that you gotta,
I had tried. If anybody can listen to what I'm saying, I tried everything. I finally just happened to hear you on the radio. I tried you, and in 20 years of trying to manage my health, doing everything else, this is the only thing that worked.
Right.
I don't have chronic pain anymore. I used to sit and say to myself, just sitting at my desk at work or whatever I was doing, and I'm having this crippling pain up in my shoulders and in my neck and in my back. If I could just have 5 minutes of no pain, I would be grateful.
Right.
You're going to have 50 years of no pain.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I have no pain, and I haven't had significant pain, any pain, really, in, I mean, a year.
Not only that. Look, you're,
year and a half.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not only that, you're very healthy
right,
looking right now.
Right. Oh, no, she's
yeah.
beautiful
no,
now. Mary, you are gorgeous
Mary,
now.
You know,
she's really transformed.
If you will permit us, okay, you should give us your
picture
now
and
your picture that you showed me before, and then I post it on the website and let people
it's
see.
It's astounding. You are she's absolutely gorgeous
unbelievable.
Now. Absolutely gorgeous. And very healthy, though. I mean,
but what you looked before was not gorgeous, okay?
Right. Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. I mean,
it is.
I literally get stopped on the street. People talk about, you look so healthy. I mean, your hair is healthy.
You look
your
great.
Your eyes are clear. Your
yes.
skin is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have.
You got to give us the pictures of
yes,
the see the before and
you
afterwards.
I can pull up. I was trying not to take a whole lot of pictures in the before time, you know, because
well.
I don't really want to document that for And but it's, you know, when I talk to people that I encounter in my life that are experiencing pain or health conditions or whatever, I always refer to Dr. Tong as the amazing Dr. Tong, you know. That's as
now
far as
two
I'm
of
concerned,
them.
You're a miracle
two of us.
As far as I'm concerned. I'm very grateful.
Mary,
yes.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. Your story is amazing, and I hope that people who listen will adhere to
we'll
it.
We'll try
and
put a photograph up
right.
Before and after.
Yes.
I think you really should to see people.
It's amazing because you're
yeah.
absolutely beautiful now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have a great weekend, and we'll talk
you
to you soon.
You too.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.